Welcome to a meditation by Jon Kabat-Zinn. This is his mindful mountain meditation, and I would like to thank you for listening to this meditation today. Normally, this meditation is done in a seated position, either on the floor or a chair. And it invites you to begin by sensing into the support that you have from the chair or the floor beneath you. Just noting the attention to the actual sensations in your body from this connection that you have with the chair or the floor. Just ensuring that you are comfortable, that your position is stable. You can feel the upper body balanced over your hips and shoulders, and you feel alert. Your hands might be rested in your lap or on your knees, and just allow the weight to be underside. Allow the arms to feel like heavy curtains, relaxed by your side. I just want to start by inviting you to sense into your own body, just noticing how your feet feel, the sensations in your legs and your hips, your lower body, your upper body, your arms, your shoulders, your neck and your head. When you're ready, just allow your eyes to close naturally. Start to bring your awareness to your breath. Maybe you notice the actual mechanics of the breath first, the way that the air moves in and out of your nose. Way that your chest moves. Just allow all of your awareness just to sit here in the space of your breath. Try not to force the breath or change the breath in any way. Just allowing it to flow easily and naturally with its own rhythm, its own pace. Knowing that you're breathing perfectly well right now. There's nothing in this moment that you need to do. Just to be still and notice your breath. As you sit here, start to let an image form in your mind's eye, an image of the most magnificent, the most beautiful mountain that you know. Maybe you've actually seen this mountain, or maybe this is truly a mountain of your imagination. Just letting it gradually come into greater focus. Even if a visual image doesn't come forth into your mind's eye, just allow the sense of the mountain to be felt, feeling its overall shape, its height, noticing how the peaks might feel or how they seem in your mind's eye. Acknowledging the large base rooted into the bedrock of the Earth's crust. The steep or gentle sloping sides of the mountain. Just noticing how massive this mountain is, how solid, how unmoving. How beautiful. whether you're seeing it from afar or you're seeing it close up. Perhaps your mountain is blanketed with snow at its peak. There's trees reaching down to the base. Maybe your mountain is rugged with rocky granite sides. Maybe there's streams and waterfalls cascading down the slopes. Maybe your mountain has one peak, maybe a series of peaks. Maybe you notice lots of trees or meadows, and even high lakes on your mountain. Just observing it, noting its qualities. When you feel ready, see if you can bring this mountain into your own body. Sitting here so that your body and the mountain in your mind's eye become one, so that as you sit here, you share the massiveness and the stillness and the majesty of the mountain. You become the mountain. Grounded in the sitting posture, your head becomes the lofty peaks, supported by the rest of the body and affording a panoramic view. Your shoulders and arms, the sides of this mountain. Your buttocks and your legs form the solid base. Rooted into your seat, you're experiencing in your own body a sense of uplift from deep within your pelvis and spine. With each breath, as you continue to sit, you become a little more of this living, breathing mountain, alive and vital, yet unwavering in your inner stillness. Completely what you are, beyond words, thoughts, a centered, grounded, unmoving presence. As you sit here, becoming aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colors are changing virtually moment by moment in the mountain's stillness. And the surface teems with life and activity. Streams, melting snow, waterfalls, plants and wildlife. As the mountain sits, seeing and feeling how night follows day, and day follows night. The bright, warming sun, followed by the cool night sky, studded with stars, and the gradual dawning of a new day. Through it all, the mountain just sits, experiencing change in each moment. Constantly changing, yet always just being itself. It remains still as the seasons flow into one another and as the weather changes moment by moment and day by day. Calmness, abiding all change. In summer, there is no snow on the mountain, except perhaps for the very peaks or in the crags shielded from direct sunlight in the fall. The mountain may wear a coat of bright fire colors. In winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it may find itself at home at times enshrouded in clouds or fog or pelted by freezing rain. People may come to see the mountain and comment how beautiful it is, or how it's not a good day to see the mountain, that it's too cloudy, rainy, foggy or dark. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. Clouds may come, and clouds may go. Tourists may like it or not. The mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by whether people see it or not. Seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, broiling or frigid, day or night, it just sits, being itself. At times visited by violent storms, buffeted by snow and rain and winds of unthinkable magnitude. Through it all, the mountain just sits. Springs come, trees leaf out, flowers bloom in the high meadows and slopes, birds sing in the trees once again, streams overflow with the waters of melting snow. Through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on its surface, by the world of appearances, remaining its essential self through the seasons, the changing weather, the activity ebbing and flowing on its surface. In the same way as we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same central, unwavering stillness and groundedness in the face of everything that changes in our own lives, over seconds, over hours, over years. In our lives and in our meditation practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We have our own periods of light and darkness, activity and inactivity, our moments of color and our moments of drabness. It's true that we experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world, in our own minds and bodies, buffeted by high winds, by cold and rain. We endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as the moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, experiencing a weather of its own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation practice, we can link up with its strength and stability and adopt them for our own. We can use its energies to support our energy to encounter each moment with mindfulness and equanimity and clarity. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristics is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us, and much more if we can let it in. So if you find you resonate in some way with the strength and stability of the mountain in your sitting, it may be helpful to use it from time to time in your meditation practice to remind you of what it means to sit mindfully, with resolve, and with wakefulness in true stillness. So in the time that remains, continue to sustain the mountain meditation on your own, in in silent, moment by moment, till you hear my voice again. Now it's time for you to bring your awareness back completely into your breath and your body, noticing the way that your body moves with the inhalation and the exhalation. Maybe this is a place that you'd like to stay for a little bit longer. So stay with your breath for as long as you feel that you need to sit in this place of silence and breath. And then when you are ready, start to notice the external world. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Slowly crack open your eyes. And remember that you can come back to this meditation over and over again, or even to the thought of the mountain when you need to be reminded that you are like the mountain.